My pick of the week is I want to say thank you to Chad. And I mean, Chad Bozeman. The whole Chadwick Bozeman still throws me off because I didn't know him by that name. I always knew him as Chad. I wanted to put this out there because I know a lot of listeners are from my hometown of Anderson, South Carolina. And I felt that I owe it to them to bring this up and just to share just a few minutes of this, of what I know about Chad. Where I grew up, the house that my mother built, the land that she built it on, was owned by a Bozeman family. So my neighbors were Bozemans. And there were two sisters that lived there that had another brother named Chad that he didn't live with them. But he would come by from time to time, and we would all hang out together, play basketball, and just teenagers, you know, and just be kids and had a good time, talked a lot of junk, had a lot of fun. And Chad was special. He was a hell of an athlete that went to another high school in the area, not the same one that I went to, and just talked a lot of trash, heck of a competitor, really, really good at the sports, you know. But beyond that, he was an interesting kid because he wasn't like the rest of the kids that, you know, we all had the dreams and aspirations of going pro in this sport and going pro in that and whatever. But Chad was different. Chad was into debate. Chad was into theater. And he had the visions of being able to go to college to get into theater. And most people in our area didn't think that way. And you get ridiculed when you talk like that, depending on the area that you're from, if you know what I mean. And so he continued to go on, and I wasn't in touch with him much, but I was in touch with his sister because, again, they lived next door to us. And during this time of his passing, I really feel for her because she kept us abreast of his progress and let us know that what was going on with him. And I never really saw any of his movies until 42 with him portraying Jackie Robinson. But I heard about some of his stories of just being in New York and struggling just like all actors do. But he kept pushing forward, and he also had the mission of saying, you know what, I actually want to make the story. I want to be in directing. I want to be in the writing. The acting stuff just happened. You know, that wasn't even his main vision. His main vision was to just make the story. And when he got that opportunity to jump into Marvel and be the Black Panther, he just took that opportunity and just absolutely crushed it, considering all the things that he dealt with growing up, considering all the things that he was dealing with at the time. And it really resonated with me. I never go to the movie theaters. I hate the movie theater experience. The only time I've gone is for Star Wars, and that was because of the connection I have with my late father. But I did go see Black Panther because of Chad. And when I went to see Black Panther, it warmed my heart to see that this man was a superhero. And in our area, superheroes didn't look like Chad. They didn't look like me. They looked like this guy with a pompadour, or just, there were no Black superheroes like that. And to see that he was able to bring that to life and my kids could see, you know, there are superheroes out there that looks like us. We can still go out there and strive to do things beyond the basketball court and beyond the football field. We can go and write stories. We can go and make the story that we want to present and entertain millions around the world. And he put his guts into this. He was so serious about his craft, and he also wanted to make sure other people could prosper from his efforts as well. And I just wish that more people could understand the backstory behind Chad. Growing up in that tiny little town of Anderson, South Carolina, where there's not much going on there other than Clemson football, but he had a vision and he stuck with that vision through thick and thin, getting more opportunities left and right that he had no control over. There's the story of Denzel Washington helping him pay for his trip to go to Oxford and study acting. Mm. Denzel freaking Washington. Mm. Then he gets back and been told no a gazillion times on set because he didn't fit this role or that role. Then there was another time in the soap opera where he was portrayed as a black man, but he didn't like how that role was being portrayed negatively. He spoke up about it and they took him off. But he said, you know what? It's okay. I still want to make the story. It's okay. I don't have to act. I can just write and do my own stories. And then after that, all of these other doors just continue to pop up for him. And just keep pushing, folks. Don't half-ass life. We really do have a tremendous opportunity right now, even though this is COVID-19 and things are shutting down. If you have a passion about something right now, just keep going for it. Keep living it. Chad did it better than anybody that I could ever realize, considering everything that he dealt with cancer. And people are complaining about wearing a damn mask. Walk in his shoes. Do what he did. And just be better. And I just wanted to say, Chad, thank you so much, man, for representing our city, representing our state, and representing our people. Resilience, brother. Mm. I love you. And to your sister, I'm not going to say your name. I'm thinking about you, too, because you've lost not one sibling 20 years, and my heart goes out to you. I love y'all. Thank y'all.
Wow. Thank you, Ant. That was really from the heart. It's interesting how beloved he was in such a short career. I'm not a Marvel fan by any means, but when I saw brilliant. Black Panther, it was like, wow. Wow.
Yeah, his sister used to send messages, and she'd say, look at my little brother, you know, just doing it up. And I would joke with her and say, yeah, that don't look like the same dude that used to whoop our ass on the basketball court.
He had already been diagnosed with colon cancer when he was doing Black Panther.
Yeah, we knew Chad was different from a lot of the kids that we hung out with. You know, he was likable and, you know, could party and all of that stuff, just like any other teenager, but there was something different in that whole theater life and the debate life. He wasn't like the rest of us, and it showed, and he just kept pushing along. And it's,
We should mention that the most liked tweet of all time was this tweet from his Twitter account.
Yep.
Saying he had passed away. 7.6 million likes, retweeted 3.1 million times.
Yeah. Well, it says something too about the coverage in, you know, having covered entertainment industry. It shows how, not to racialize it, but white controlled media just didn't understand how huge he was until they started hearing the reaction and how profound a sadness this was.
I got the message from my mom when it happened, and I was like, wait a minute, no, this can't be real. And then my son, they sent me a message because I was out. They sent me a message, and it just broke their hearts. And then my phone started ringing from people from back east, just like, this can't be real. And being able to hear everybody else's story, it just further proved how much that cat just really meant to all of us from the area. You know, no, I didn't keep in touch with Chad. There's no way I could keep in touch with Chad. It's just, it is what it is. And I was never upset about that. But I really appreciated what he represented from the area, because y'all know how it is in the South. You've heard the horror stories that I've told about the South. And this being the so-called land of opportunity, it was great to see that he was able to take his opportunities and just really maximize it. And then beyond that, give back to everybody else and just say, hey, you can do this too. So get on out there, do the work, get slapped in the face a couple of times, but just keep going at it. And you know what? You can be a freaking superhero that we used to dream about and look at on the TV screens and movie screens when we were kids. And I never, ever would have assumed something like that would have happened until seeing that with my own eyes.
It's kind of amazing. Yeah. And what a, I think he made 42, Thurgood Marshall, and Black Panther are three movies that must mean so much to black children and just black people in general about achievement in a and not just in sports, but you know, as a Supreme Court justice and the King of Wakanda, which is pretty good.
Yep.
If you can make it to King of Wakanda, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah. I remember when I saw Black Panther, when we left the theater, I remember walking out of the theater and just sort of standing and just looking around, and I was just taking it in.
Yeah.
And it was Phoebe and I at that particular time. It was Phoebe and I. And I just stopped and we were just taking it in. People were taking selfies and chatter.
It was so inspiring. Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. It was really
thank
beautiful.
You for your generosity, Ann.
Yeah, thank you.
Not easy to do that, but thank you.
Yeah, really appreciate it. He was a great actor too. If you saw him as James Brown, you realize what I thought I was looking at James Brown. I was blown away. I couldn't believe
it. Yeah, he did James Brown.
He was an amazing actor. And I love the...
Started out with the soap operas.
Yeah.
Oh, but there's going to be a tribute to him tomorrow in Anderson. At the Civic Center.
Oh, wow.
There's been some art shared and things
you
like that.
Go back? I guess you can't really go back, huh? You should go. I wish you could.
No.
Is the family house still there? Is your mom still there?
Oh, yeah. My mom's isn't moving anywhere. She had that house built and it's been there for as long as I can remember. And that whole area, it's you know, it's the Bozeman land, you know, that's how small the town was, which it's huge compared to where I live now here in Northern California, but that's how small that area was. It's just all families clumped together and, you know, this is our land and we all live together and we love each other. We're all related to each other. It's just different there, you know.
Yeah. Well, maybe someday we'll get to go back and visit.
Indeed.
I'd love to meet your mom.
Yes.
All right, Ant. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that.
Y'all take care.
All right. Take care.